Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Avui expliquem la història dels tres porquets, que segur que heu sentit moltes vegades en català. En anglès es diu Three Little Pigs, i la història tracta de les cases que fan i que fan servir per fer les cases. Casa en anglès es diu house, i clar, com en molts contes hi ha el dolent, que és un llop, que es diu wolf, i els porquets es diuen pig. The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. They wanted to build houses. One pig said, "I'm going to build a house of straw." The second pig said, "I'm going to build a house of sticks." The third pig said, "I'm going to build a house of bricks." The first pig and the second pig built their houses very quickly, and then sang and danced all day because they were very lazy pigs. The third little pig worked hard all day and built his house with bricks. A big bad wolf saw the two little pigs while they danced and played and thought, what juicy tender meals they will make. He chased the two pigs and they ran and hid in their houses. The wolf went to the straw house and said,
little pig, let me come in."
"No, no, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down."
And the wolf huffed and puffed and blew the house down in minutes. The frightened little pig escaped and ran to the second pig's house that was made of sticks. The big bad wolf now came to this house.
Little pig, let me come in."
"No, no, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down."
The wolf huffed and puffed and blew the house down. Now the two little pigs were terrified and ran to the third pig's house that was made of bricks.
Little pig, let me come in."
"No, no, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down."
But the big bad wolf tried to huff and puff and blow the house down, but he could not. He blew and he blew, and he kept trying for hours, but the house was very strong and the little pigs were safe inside. He tried to climb on the roof and enter through the chimney, but the third little pig was very clever and he boiled a big pot of water and kept it below the chimney. The wolf fell into the hot water and died. The two little pigs now felt very sorry for having been so lazy. They too built their houses with bricks, and the three little pigs lived happily ever after.